Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever, exposing our notes app.
Yes. I'm not stressed, but I'm very, very curious about what I'm going to be hearing on this couch today.
Yeah, it's definitely a little look into the inside of our minds.
Yeah.
It is truly like an unfiltered look inside our minds because it's...
Yes.
I was looking at mine and it's just so sporadic. It's not like a journal where it's like...
Right.
Because there are journal-y parts.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
It's mostly like grocery list, notes that I'm sending to Rachel for videos. Like I'll write my editing notes and then just... completely random, unhinged things.
Right. It's kind of giving like brain dump.
Yes.
If I have any thought that I feel is necessary to remember or write down, like that's where it goes.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where it's coming from, what it's for, it ends up there.
And I've never written into my notes thinking like, oh, this will be a video. Like,
right. Or like,
never.
I'm going to revisit this.
No.
That's the other thing too. I read a grocery list once. I went to the grocery store and probably didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
All the unopened grocery lists in my phone from now between like, I don't know, 2017 or something. Insane. Yep. Yeah.
So I had so many grocery lists, so many like errands lists, like just like lists on lists. And the thing is, I never delete notes.
Yeah, me either.
I can't relate. I actually went into my deleted file to like recap them. I think I do a lot of like my work in there and like I organize my mind in addition to brain dumping, but like I like to keep it organized. And so you guys saying you have shit from like 2017, I said, oh, babies, I'm just breaking out into hives thinking about the fact that you have notes that long.
Right.
But so excited to hear about what the hell is going on.
I know. What was going on in 2017?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, before we do get into it, I have a message from the group chat that I honestly cannot believe. This is for Ryan.
Okay.
So this is from, they didn't leave their name, but one of our viewers. They said, hey, ladies, this is one for Ryan specifically. I was catching up on the pods and you guys started talking about meeting celebrities and you brought up that you were in a movie and there's no way, but I found the scene you were in so fast. I had to share. Baby Ryan is killing me. I'm like almost confident this is you. Look at the picture.
That's you, right?
Me, yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's me.
Do you remember that day? What movie is that?
This is You, Me, and Dupree.
Okay.
With Owen Wilson and Kate Hudson and Matt Damon or whoever. Yeah.
Oh, but, so
yeah.
It was that movie.
Yes. Oh. It was that movie. Yeah. Yeah. I guess they just went back and found that. I was in third grade.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is there a silver ring on your left hand?
Yeah. No.
That is, that was my purity ring.
Oh. Okay. All right. No more questions.
No further questions.
No further questions.
Thank you. Yeah. That was.
I'm sorry for
no,
laughing.
No. It's wait hilarious because also why?
Because you were in third grade and you wanted a purity ring, and I hear that.
But
well,
I also
no,
wish-
that wasn't for me. I wish that was something that I wanted.
First of all, you look so cute.
Thank
in your
you.
Little like tie-up cardigan,
yes.
Your little collared shirt. If you're not
yes.
watching on YouTube,
go
watch. We'll also probably post it on the 20 whatever Instagram story.
Yes.
Yep.
Will we?
I guess we will. I guess we will.
So cute.
Thanks. Yeah, that was fun. And honestly, I remember watching it back. And then being like, wow, like you acted so well. But I was not acting. Like I was I had never, like, the first shot of me reacting was the first time that we had ran that scene. And it was Owen Wilson, like, jumping off of tables and, like, kicking his legs in the air. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And I was, like, literally in the scene, I'm, like, blinking and, like, freaking out because I'm, like, what is actually going on? But that was my real reaction to it. And they kept that and put it in the movie.
I love that.
I am absolutely going to go watch that immediately after we cut. Also, I will be running.
They were nice enough to link it. And I realize this is from Caitlin. It's in the title.
Oh, good. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you. I didn't see
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised that, like, the wardrobe department let you keep the ring on.
I am too. I didn't even notice it until you brought it up. But I am now like, why do they let, because it looks like a little kid with a engagement ring on or something, or like a wedding ring on. Like, it, now that I'm looking at it, I didn't even notice.
Yeah. When I did that photo shoot for Hollister, when we were in fittings, they like pulled me aside. They were like, hey, like, totally fine if you're not comfortable with it, but like, will you take your wedding ring off?
And you were like,
I'm great. Like, yeah, like, it's because it's like a young brand, you know? But I like, they very much, you know, we're like looking at those details. So
I'm
surprised that one stayed in.
Me too.
But
I love that. There she is.
And you're so cute.
In all her glory. Thank you.
I love it. And as a reminder for you guys and myself, we are trying to, in fact, reach 100,000.
Good
not
job,
100. Kate. Oh, my God, you guys. I hope you know that I had to mentally prepare myself for this. So, friendly reminder, please hit that subscribe button to help us reach our goal of 100,000.
Subscribers.
Woo. Subscribers. Woo. No, just 1,000.
Just 100,000.
Like, one step at a time. I've got the 100,000. Oh, my God, I was going to go back to 1,000.
What goes on?
You can't make this shit up.
There's, like, a bead of sweat going down Paloma's
forehead. I know. She probably was stressed.
I am. I'm not joking. You guys were like, you want to do that? I'm like, right, here we go.
100,000. What's so hard? What is difficult?
I don't know why I want to say 1,000. It just feels right. And we already did it, so I don't know. 100,000.
Yes. We want 100,000 of you.
100,000 silly gooses.
Yes. Silly geese.
Whatever watchers.
Whatever watchers. Yeah. I love that. That's cute.
I did like the whatever watchers.
Whatever watchers. I love that.
Well, who wants to rip the Band-Aid off and start with their first notes up?
I'm kind of voting you, to be honest.
I kind of am voting you, too.
Because you've been, honestly, and let's just give them a tea. Sierra's been talking about this, like, all day. She's like, and yesterday, too, she was like, I can't wait for the notes app episode because I found some unhinged, blah, 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 crazy stuff. So I'm like, you've been talking about this, girl, so now you have to give it to us.
You know, it's not all that unhinged.
She's backtracking.
It is just so across the spectrum.
Okay.
So I'm going to start out, like I said, so mine are in chronological order, mostly, because I started at the top and I've been screenshotting. May 23rd, 2023, 9:02 p.m.
Okay.
Like I said, I send a lot of, like, I write my notes when I'm reviewing a video, and then I will copy them from my notes. Because if I'm watching back, like, an hour and a half podcast, I don't want to have that, like, open in Slack and then accidentally delete it.
Right.
So this is episode 41 notes. Okay, for censoring. Let's leave balls in, but censor cock. So remove all the balls, censors.
Are we going to have to bleep them now?
In the first round of edits, we bleeped cock and balls.
So it was like bleep, bleep, bleep.
But and I was like, I feel like if we leave balls, it's easier to understand. And also, like, balls is just like,
it's just balls.
Like, there's balls.
Right. Okay, so we can talk about balls like they're like playing balls, right?
Yeah. Like a big,
like basketballs.
Like sports balls.
Okay, yeah. That is funny.
So that was, I only had two notes for episode 41. It was that, and then it says 142.32 to 142.46. Cut. Pick up with Sierra saying, what am I doing?
Can I read you what I sent the editor in the original email for that?
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's actually the content I need.
Okay.
Is what you sent to our editors.
This was before Sierra gave her note. So this was just my initial. I was like, how are we going to deal with this? So it just says, 10:40 and onward, bleep out or censor every time they say cock or dick. I wasn't expecting to write this in an email ever. I'm so sorry.
Is this an unhinged enough conversation for you, Ryan? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. It lived up to the hype. Please censor balls and cock. Yeah, that was I. And you know what? I remember ending that episode and being like, guys, I don't know what that was. And I don't know why I couldn't stop. I literally was like, I'm so sorry.
During the episode, you actually said that before. Like, you were like, or like, admit, you were like, and I don't even know why I said that. I'm like, sorry. I remember playing it back and hearing that. And I was like,
because I realized what I was doing. And obviously, like, yeah, I knew what I was saying. But it just was like, I was like, oh, girl, like, stop. I couldn't. I literally could not stop. So.
That was a good time. Edits back of it, just like bleep, bleep, yeah. bleep, yeah. bleep. I showed Ryan the edited when it was like bleep, 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 bleep. And he was right. like, oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
God, I don't know why. I don't know why. Okay. Yes. Unhinged enough for me. Yes. Okay. This one, mine are not in chronological order. I just pulled them, but I do have like dates and things. And if you were a theater kid, I feel like you'll appreciate this. May 30th, 2019 at 6:36 p.m. Act 1 notes in all caps. Bitch, learn your lines. That's it. That's it.
That's
bitch,
it.
Oh, bitch, learn your lyrics. Excuse me. Bitch, learn your lyrics.
Is that
That's
from
it.
Spring Awakening?
No, this is in 2019. Oh, so I don't remember what this was. Pippin. Yeah, this is 2019. Pippin. Yeah,
she
yeah,
said
yeah.
Learn your
lyrics. Literally, bitch, learn your lyrics in all caps. And that is my only note.
Did you learn them?
I did.
Yeah, so it worked.
So it worked. Yeah. Yeah, just bully yourself into learning your lyrics.
So I'm going to start off with my super random one that I just found. And I don't have the date. I screenshotted all these, the ones that I wanted. I'm sorry. I don't have a date for you guys. But this was actually from an old one. And it's just one single liner. And it just says, that's just showbiz.
That's it?
That's just showbiz and with a Z. And I don't know if I was like telling myself that's just showbiz, baby, or what the fuck I was like, thinking.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what context would that be necessary.
But you know what? There's so much truth in that. That's just showbiz.
Honestly, that's kind of like Paloma's like tagline.
Yeah, like
that's just showbiz, baby.
Yeah, that's just showbiz, baby. So, I hope that resonates with all of you.
Okay.
That's just showbiz. And you know what? I write that down. We're gonna continue. Maybe that's what happened. I was like, ooh, I kind of like that. Write that down.
That's just showbiz, baby.
Okay, another 20 whatever thing on February 22nd, 2023, 11:51 p.m. Do you remember what we would have been doing?
When was this?
February 22nd, 11:51 p.m.
2022.
Okay, that's past my bedtime. So,
PM.
Was it after the sleepover?
So midnight. PM. Oh. Yeah, midnight. So this is past my bedtime.
I thought you said
it
Malibu.
It's Malibu.
Oh my gosh!
And this is our breakfast order.
Oh yes.
And this was the most like. So just for context, we had been given a credit on the room to, you know, pay for incidentals from the brand that sent us on this trip, which was so lovely and generous.
Yes.
And we were like, you know, this is going to be like this is our last morning and we still have a good chunk of this credit left. Let's order like a big breakfast and just like go all out. It'll be so cute for pictures and we'll just, you know, dine. Tofu rancheros, tropical greens, avocado toast, no egg, baker's basket, cassava chilaquiles, buttermilk pancakes, sausage, sunny side up egg, cafe latte, vanilla latte, matcha latte, fresh juice.
That fresh juice, wait, hold.
I know
juice.
What she's going to say.
How fresh pressed was that damn juice?
That was some fresh.
But I'm glad
juice.
You brung it up because we never got that baker's basket. Remember?
We did it. And we were going to do a whole thing with like, because it was like a basket full of like, baguettes and croissants and like
we had content idea kind of thing.
We totally had a content idea
and then we were like not the baker's basket.
No baker's basket.
guess we have to go back dude. But I remember them bringing all the food and we were like, did we do too much? We were like, damn, we need to sit down and start eating because
did we ever chat about on the pod like how like word kind of got around that like there were people like for the brand and like there was like so many people I felt like would come to like deliver stuff like when we would order room service like was giving like people were coming to look and I like used to work in hotels so like I know like the vibe of like we're just coming to see like they weren't really helping like we ordered like some food and like yes it was a lot but it didn't need like six men to come bring it and like present it but they were kind of like just kind of looking in kinda the room peeking, to like see and blah blah blah. Remember that?
Yeah, I do that. I think they could. Somebody told them that we were there
with a brand.
Brand dealing. And we were brand dealing hard.
We were brand dealing and wheeling.
Yeah. And you guys, I genuinely think that is the nicest place I have ever stayed and probably will ever stay in my whole life.
Gorgeous.
It was so nice. I was like shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
We looked it up and our room was like $2,000 a night. Do you remember that? We were all like...
We were like, whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah, but no, thank you so much.
No, but we were so grateful. But it just felt like I was like actually like on a resort, like tropical, like not even in like the States.
It kind of was like in the boonies areas. Like you had to like drive kind of far. So you kind of felt like that secluded.
We were deep in Malibu.
And it was such like a celebration, I feel like, for us of like feeling like it was a big milestone of doing this big brand deal. Mm-hmm. And then also like getting to have like a two-night stay in Malibu all together and like, yes, we were working because we filmed the, you know, sponsored content, but that was really a fairly small chunk of the trip.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that trip, like, I've been on work trips where it's like, you are filming content the whole time.
Right.
And this was like, not that. Like, right. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right. My favorite memory from that was literally watching Princess Diaries on that, like, second night, I think
that
was it was.
So and they brought us snacks, remember?
Oh, yes, because of the rain. Remember? Because people were, like, they wanted to, like, do activities, but nobody could do anything because it was literally storming. And they gave all of the guests, like, popcorn.
They brought
and
us
candy,
blankets and candy.
And they gave us, like, movie credits. Yes. And we, like, just ate the candy, like, sat on the floor and watched Princess Diaries like we were 10. And it was my favorite thing.
That was so
I know. I
fun.
Loved it. I
that
loved
was awesome.
It.
Us being like, hey, so something about the movie credit. We just want to double check. Okay, great information. Princess Diaries rent.
Yeah.
And do you guys remember we were trying to get as close as we could to, like, the credit they had put on the room without, like, going over too much? And Paloma's, it was like the night before, and that's why we did the big breakfast. But Paloma was like, you know, you can, like, call and ask, like, what the charges are on the room.
Oh, right, right.
And we, like, ordered breakfast, like, exactly up to that amount. And I think we were, like, 50 cents under. Like,
yes.
We worked that credit.
Yes. Wait, no. I think we were actually 50 cents over.
Oh, really?
Because I remember we were, like, checking out, and you were like, don't worry, ladies. I got it.
It's on me.
Because it was, like, 50 cents. Yes, that's right.
You're right. I still remember calling the
front. We worked it, though.
It was like after a couple espresso martinis. I'm like, hi, front desk. Yeah. So, can you
we
check
were just
this
wondering
room number?
How much
money
we spent?
Yeah. Can you check my tab and see how much money
how
I have?
How much do I owe? Yeah, the espresso martinis
were so gas.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the end.
That was when we first tried espresso
martinis. Yes, mm-hmm. And now look at me. A slut for us espresso martinis. I love them. They got me in a chokehold. I forgot. What are we doing here?
Notes apps.
All right. Whose turn is it? It's me.
It's quite literally, I love it because it's like catapulting us into just tangents. I know. Like, that's what, like, we bring a topic to just tangent off of. I like this.
Okay. This one's kind of cute and wholesome. I think, okay, so this is August 25th, 2019 at 2:09 p.m. I was struggling in 2019. That was like the worst year of my life. It was rough. And I think I was just feeling like hopeful this day. So I was like I was on the train, I remember, and I was just like writing things. So this is like kind of sweet. It's like not funny. I wish it was funny, but it's not. Unless this is bad. I don't know. Maybe it's bad and that's funny. Okay, here we go. My favorite day of the week. Sundays are beautiful days and I wish they were longer. Sunday is for beautiful people, aka everyone. Like, everyone glows on Sundays. People are extra pretty. I'm the most patient and the most content on this day, and there's almost like a different air? Question mark. That makes zero sense, but I understand what I'm saying. LOL. Okay. Like, it's like if the universe was saying vibe check and everyone was like, yeah, I put a bunch of like vibe chill emojis. Also, just so we're clear, I'm completely sober. I'm just feeling the Sunday vibes. And I said, this sounds so stupid. Jeez, a bunch of sad faces. Anyway, I love Sundays. I love my friends. I love that I live in New York City, in parentheses, even though it's a struggle right now, I still love it. And I know deep down I'm very happy. I'm thankful to be alive, thankful to live through these beautiful Sundays. Honestly, I love a lot of things right now. And I actually can't believe I'm saying that because technically my life is a fucking mess, but I'm okay with that. The universe has got me literally always. Happy Sunday, readers. I love ya.
That's right. Beautiful.
A poet.
Why did you give this preamble? Like,
yeah,
what
the
not
fuck
be?
I don't know. Excuse my F-bombs today. Sorry.
I don't know. Because I remember, while I was writing it feeling stupid. Like, I remember writing it and being like, this is how I'm feeling. And then reading it while I was writing it, like, this is so stupid. So I think I just, like, carried that until, like, this moment. But I'm actually shocked. Because I remember feeling so down, but in this moment feeling like it was going to be okay, but like still really not being okay. And like, I was just like taking in what was around me and I was like, okay, it's going to be okay. Like, life sucks, but whatever.
I feel like your inner critic is like such a silly, like sassy hater, but your soul is so beautiful.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm actually in tears.
That was so beautiful. Oh my God.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh my God.
That
thanks,
was beautiful.
Guys.
That was like beautiful.
Oh, I thought that was like silly goose vibes.
Girl.
I was like, yeah, let me read this like little dumb poem. Like, I don't even know.
And then you wrote some beautiful art and you were just like acknowledging the beauty that Sundays have and the things around you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And not stupid or silly at all.
Mm-mm.
Thanks. Also, before we move on, I've said this so many times today, my eye will not stop twitching. I feel it is so distracting. It's been doing it for the last 3 days.
Is it because you're holding back some tears at how beautiful that was?
Probably. Probably. Okay, okay, please, please.
Okay, so this is a very, very informative note. Bullet points. The newest Guardians of the Galaxy movie and Holes.
Holes?
Yeah. The new Guardians movie and Holes.
That's the note?
That's the note. What was she trying to tell me? Does she want to watch these? Does she like these two? Because they're two so different. The new Guardians movie and then Holes.
And then Holes.
Which, first of all, we love Holes.
Love Holes.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Not new. Why did we also write?
Like, I wonder what the correlation was. Like, why did we?
Let me see if there's a time on this one.
I'm also like, I don't think there was even anyone in that that was in Holes. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh, at 4:20 on a Tuesday. Oh, oh. Wow.
We have our answer.
All right. Well, there it is, folks.
Thank you. Thank you all. Next.
Really, I'm like, maybe it's not Holes the movie. Maybe it's like the newest Guardians movie and
maybe
like
plot holes.
It says bullet, like it's bullet point. Like it's like a bullet. It's like Guardians new movie.
Oh,
Holes.
Those are separate. So it's separate.
And if not, I would also, I also kind of like remember writing Holes, but I don't know what the Holes was for. And is it, these are movies I want to see?
Right.
The new Guardians and
maybe a movie that you just remembered.
Maybe it's a list of things that you're looking forward to seeing.
And that makes sense. But why Holes?
Why Holes? Yeah.
Anyways.
Although I would love to watch Holes.
I would also love to watch Holes.
You just brought up Zero recently and I was
like, oh, I did. Hot.
Yeah. Hot. Okay. So now jumping forward a bit. September 28th, 2021, 8:25 p.m. So this is a couple months after I gave birth. And my notes in general from pregnancy and postpartum, so wild. Because I was like trying to like track what was going on, like write notes for doctor's visits. Mm-hmm. And also like document like my feelings.
Right.
So, I mean, it is like across the board wild. So this says, TikTok, what no one tells you about breastfeeding. So I think I wanted to do like a TikTok about it. Comes out of multiple holes. This is a bullet point list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Prickly sensation before a letdown starts, like right before we start sweating. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how like you feel like the sweat, like prickle? Like, that's what it feels like.
Okay.
Your boobs can leak for a lot of reasons. Hearing a baby cry, that's why they tell you to look at pictures of your baby if you're pumping and not having great output. If you look at pictures of your baby while you're pumping, it'll release the oxytocin.
Oh.
So, like, if I was pumping and Grace wasn't around, I would have to, like, look at pictures of her, and then I would have a much more, like, powerful let down.
Wow.
Okay.
Fun fact, write that down.
Yeah. And then last one, relief when you breastfeed with full boobs, like if you finally pee after a long car ride.
I can imagine. Like, okay, after pumping, the release. You're like,
yes. Like,
oh, God, it's like taking your bra off.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So those are things that no one tells you about breastfeeding.
And when now we know.
That's
now
good
know.
Content. That's great. I said write that TikTok, shit down. Right?
I think I did. I can't remember if I put all of these in it, but I know for sure I did one that actually went pretty viral about like how it comes out of multiple holes.
I remember when I found that out. I was like, okay.
You'd think it just like squirts out the middle.
Like the hole you can see.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, it comes out many holes.
What holes?
You don't even know they're there.
Like, but they're there.
On the nip. On the tip.
Like around the areola.
On the tip.
Kind of.
Oh, so it's not on the areola?
But closer.
Or it's on the
actual
really. Tip?
Not really. Some people do have it come out of the areola. I didn't. It's just on the nip tip. Mm. There's like a bunch of micro holes that you can't see.
If I squirted in my boob, would I see it come out of?
Yes. And it's stronger out of some holes than others.
Okay.
So some are like a drip and some are like a squirt.
Okay.
There's multiple. Just know there's more than one hole.
There are multiple holes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's hard to picture, but you know, if I get pregnant again,
yeah,
we can, I'll not for
no,
you.
No, yeah, but I'll be like, hey, can you just squirt? I just want to see like, is it like a spray or is it like a?
When it first comes out, if your boobs are like really full, it is kind of like a spray. Mm. Like
that's cool.
One time I was like doing like a like early morning feed, and this was when Grace's bassinet was like still in our room. So I like, you know, it's like 4 a.m. or something. I like take her out of the bassinet. I'm like fiddling around. And usually I would go out to the couch to feed because I was always so afraid of like falling asleep in bed.
Right.
And so a lot of the time Steven would come out with me. We'd like watch a show together. But this was like, you know, I'm a couple months in. I'm sitting in the bed. I'm like fairly awake. So I like pick her up and I'm like, you know, trying to futz it around, get it ready right. for her.
Right.
I was trying to compress the boob.
Okay.
You know? And it like squirted out and it like shot across the room. Like onto the wall. Like
spidey webs.
Like across Steven asleep next to me, just right over his head.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
And what it did is. You say? Did you were you like, oh, shit. Yeah, I think I woke him up. I was like, oh, my God.
You were like, bro, I just.
Check
like,
this out.
Yeah, yeah.
Look what I can do.
Yes. Whoa. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
dude,
cool.
Dude, women, amazing. Bro, yeah. Truly.
The boobies.
Yeah. Breastfeeding was freaking hard for me. Like, it did not come easily with, like, with me with Grace. I definitely do, if I have another baby, though, want to try again. Because, like, if it comes easily, I would like to. And it is so cool. Mm-hmm. Even when it was hard, looking back, like, it is such a cool and fascinating thing that your body can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally feed a human.
Yeah.
Look, weird. I already trip out thinking that my body can grow a human.
Can grow like, one. Like a watermelon.
What?
It's like, it literally, in my head, obviously, yeah, I know, yes. I know how babies work. But in my head, like, just to conceptualize it, like, quickly for myself, I'm like, yeah, it's a watermelon seed, and then you water it, and then it grows a watermelon. Like, that's what's happening inside the body. It's the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean.
But, like, weird.
You're not super far off.
Thank you. I'm a doctor.
So, Dr. Ryan.
Dr. Ryan. That's cute. That's a cute ring to it.
Dr. Ryan.
Might just have to get your PhD just to be able to say that.
And honestly, I might, even without the PhD.
Just start. Just, actually, and you can call me doctor.
Yeah, you will reference me as Dr. Ryan from now on. Thank you.
One of my friends got her PhD. Badass. Like, and she's badass. She's like, she's Dr. Corey.
I like, love
that's
that.
That's iconic.
I know. This is like me and Kenzie's friend from high school, and we're always like, you're a doctor. You're a doctor. That's you? Like, I right. It's like a high school, you know, we've been right. friends for right. so long. Like, we've seen each other in some compromising situations. Like,
we've right. taken turns holding each other's hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A doctor. But it is so cool. So anyone watching this, if you have your doctorate, just snap.
And you know what, snaps, and introduce yourself as Dr. whatever your name is, because that's a flex. And if that was me, I simply would. Milk y'all be it. Y'all would be sick
like,
of
like,
me.
Like during a dance mall, Dr. Holly. Oh,
Dr.
Yeah,
Holly. Dr. Holly Frazier. Bro, and I always reference her. I'm like, who's shot? I'm like, oh, Dr. Holly.
Yep.
Period.
As anyway. She should.
As she should. Okay. September 25th. Tell me that was not giving Heather's.
That was
September 1st, 1989.
September 1st. September 1st.
Why did I want to say September 24th? Oh, December 24th, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
That's where my brain went.
But yeah, September 1st, 1989. Dear Diary, I believe I'm a good person. Anyway, okay.
No, please. Thank you.
September 25th, 2019, 11:27 a.m. You judge other people based off of their actions, but you judge yourself based off of your intentions. I don't know what that's. I don't know if I heard that, if I thought it, if I saw it, if it's a quote. I don't know.
That's like very that. Introspective.
Right?
Very.
And I'm like, okay, so you judge other people off of their actions, but you judge yourself off of your intentions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess, right? Because you can only know what your intentions are. Mm-hmm. Unless you ask somebody, but.
And maybe that's why so many of us struggle to like humble ourselves with an apology. And that's why it's so common for people to be like, that wasn't my intention.
That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant, right? Because they're judging based on how we acted to them, whereas right. we're judging from how we knew we meant it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Oh, is that what I meant?
I think so. That's what I perceived it as.
Yeah, definitely. Very.
I wonder if I heard that, because it's just so random. Like, that's it. There's no quotes around it. Like, there's no, like, nothing. And I'm like, was I just, like, vibing? And I was like, yeah, that's deep. But that feels too profound for me to just think of, respectfully to me.
I don't know if you wrote that, but that was extremely profound. And I feel like that is, we've had conversations on this podcast about always like assuming the best of others, like where we're like, but I bet that they didn't want to do that, or like giving the benefit of the doubt,
right.
you know, and like that, if you don't give the benefit of the doubt, you're just basing it off the actions.
Right.
You know,
because
you don't have anything, but you know, it's tricky because sometimes you want to give the benefit of the doubt because you like,
but you're like, but these are the Carfax,
but these are the actions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's tea. Ooh, that is tea. Like, you know, you have that with yourself. Like, you're like, yeah, I know I did that, but what I meant was, but think about that. When other people say that to you, you're like, girl, I don't care what you meant. What you did and what you said was this thing. Mm-hmm. So sorry that it didn't work out. Your whatever you thought of in your head didn't work out outside, but this is what happened.
I just think that that's why me understanding that if people misunderstand me, it's not because of like who I am or anything. It's just you're taking my actions from your lens and you're assuming that whatever it is.
Right.
But maybe those not were my intentions. Right. And there's never, you can't always be like, explain yourself. And that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this new era that I'm in of like truly trying to back off the people pleasing and setting my boundaries, there's a lot of times where I can literally see myself putting a boundary and I'm like, if you could just be so easygoing, like that would be so much better. But I'm like, but you don't want to, so just say you can do this and it like it's so fine. Mm-hmm. But I have to stand in my truth and be like, I have to say no. They can look back and be like, what a bitch, why can't that? But
right.
And that's how situations will always be. Someone will always be misunderstood, I guess, like accidentally. Yeah. You know,
well, now that you're here, and I feel hopefully you'll be fine for me to share this. I mean, you're probably it's fine. Oh. But
I hope you're okay. I share this on the internet.
I'm gonna.
Well, let's hear.
But what you're saying is like there were when we were in Nashville, we were trying to plan. It was like me, her, and then my Ryan, and we were trying to like get together to do something, and my Ryan was like, oh, let's scooter to this other restaurant, whatever. And so I'm texting Paloma. I'm like, yeah, we can scooter, whatever. And Paloma was like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if I can do that and whatever. And like, I would rather just do this thing. And for me, I was like, why can't she just do it? Like, why can't she just suck it up? I know she doesn't want to. I don't really want to, but who cares? Like, just do it so that we could do it. And I was thinking all these things and I was so annoyed. And then she ended up doing what she said she was going to do. And I ended up doing the thing I didn't want to do, hated it, had a horrible time. And didn't end up like finishing because we were like supposed to scooter and I just like got freaked out, couldn't do it. And then I was like, wow, okay, awesome. Then we met up with her and I was like, girl, I had to get off the scooters. Like I couldn't do it. And she was like, that's why I didn't want to go. Like I couldn't do it. And I was like, I'm not even going to lie. I was talking shit. I was like, why is Paloma being so difficult? Like this, 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 this. And she was like, because of this. And I was like, and then I ended up doing exactly what I didn't want to do. And you were the one that set the boundary and I didn't. And I was like, why can't you just people please for a moment and
To shed some light, it was just like, so our hotel was about a mile and a half or something from this restaurant. And it was like scootering down Broadway. She's like, oh, we'll scooter. And then I was like, oh, like I know myself on a scooter and I've already had collisions in LA.
Right.
Because, and I know we're going to be drinking and stuff like that. Right, so I'm like, right. I know myself and my boyfriend's not going to be there to like forget my brain. So right. I'm like, I have to literally scooter myself from my, and we're in separate hotels. I'm right. Like, oh, I'm going to have to scooter myself to the place. And I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I'll Uber and I'll meet you there. Like, and I knew in that moment,
she felt me being like, why can't she just fucking
I in that moment was like, I know that this is like killing her. Like, why can't I just be like, oh yeah, let's scooter. Absolutely. And that would make it easier to agree. But I know that I can't do that. And it's going to like make it not as enjoyable. So I'm going to still like, it doesn't affect the people around me. Like you guys can totally scooter there. I'll Uber there and totally meet you there. We could still hang out. It was so funny. And then you being like, you fucking bitch, I couldn't even scooter. Like I told Ryan, I can't
I know. And in that moment, I was like, I'm just going to. And Ryan was like shocked that I told you that I was talking shit. He was like, looking at me. He's like, girl, can you tell her? I was like, well, yeah, I was talking shit. And I said all the shit. I mean, I was like, I told her.
At the dinner or at the lunch, I was like, just so you know, it was so absolutely hard for me to tell you that, like, no, and this, that, and the fourth. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so hard, especially like saying no to her. Like, it's not easy. But I know that that is really important for me. And like, I'm like, I'm not hurting nobody. I'm still going. I'll Uber there. But,
right.
You know, like, little, that is such a microscopic thing, but it can like.
But I didn't see her intention. I saw her being difficult. And I was like, why can't you just?
And turns out you should have probably also been difficult.
Yep.
And known that you didn't want to do it and you didn't want to ride the scooter. And
yep. But I was too busy talking shit about her.
And call the Uber.
And then we literally scootered for like 5 seconds and I was like, I'm done. Call the Uber. Like, I'm not doing this. So annoying.
Paloma, I'm so sorry for talking shit. I'm sorry.
I did.
Now I know why you said that.
I was like, and I'm sorry because I was talking shit and I'm sorry for talking shit.
So anyway. It was scary for me because I was like, she's going to be pissed. Fuck. Right.
But that's a real friendship. When you feel comfortable doing that and you can then apologize and be like, you know what? I was saying this and I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a real friendship.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. We try to keep it real.
We do try to keep it real.
Yeah.
It's for the best. How do we get here?
Being intentions.
Ah, yes.
Because those intentions, Paloma was being so difficult. Yeah. What a bitch.
But in
ends
reality,
ends up she's a genius.
Ends up she was right. Ends up she did the right thing. Okay, it's your turn.
The last two notes I have given, I feel like, are just so no providing of information. So let me give you one that I found here. That was
there's
like
no rules to this, bro.
I know, but give them the old razzle dazzle. That's showbiz, baby. Like, you know, I'm out here just saying shit that I have in my notes. I have tips for keeping your voice healthy. Okay,
oh,
ladies,
this is good.
Here okay. we go. Here we go. Number one, Grethers pastilles, which we know yes. those are like the gold, like they come in like the little gold case with like the blue labeling yep. and all the girls from Broadway. That is like the candy that the Broadway girlies have, which by the way, I just ordered on Amazon like a triple pack,
oh.
a red color and a blue label. And so I want to taste all the flavors and see what the
let
tea
us know.
We'll report back. But so because
that might
of this
be good for you
this
yeah
with your
with my
problems
vocals.
No
yeah
yes.
with your problems
with all my problems
get your notes out Sierra we yes. have Grethers pastilles peppermint oil as well as manuka honey
oh,
so I've
yes.
never used manuka honey but I used to use honey loquat that
oh, yeah.
I used to get from Trader mm-hmm. Joe's and that also was like every show eat the honey loquat so
what was the second one you said
peppermint oil
oh peppermint oil just like straight
which
up in the throat
I'm not sure I haven't done that one but you know what in tea because I actually had a conversation with Kenzie and her and I were talking about the peppermint oil and apparently it's also really good for like cystic acne which I also was suffering from
oh.
so I got me some peppermint tea to help with the throat and the skin
okay
so anyways
yeah, killing your skin is glowing
yeah
you
were looking great girl
thank you so much thank you guys so much
for real
because
and I know you don't have like
no,
foundation
no
on.
My skin has been so much better. I started using Differin and that has changed my life, you guys. And before you needed a prescription to have Differin and now they have it over the counter. And I remember doing my Q&A. It was like in the middle of like the Differin, like trying it out and like my face was breaking out and like I was talking about my biggest insecurity being my skin and everything and people were like, do the steroid. Like that it will change your life. And I am now on Differin and she has started to clear up and like less, especially when I'm like on my period and stuff. So
right.
I right. am feeling very hopeful, ladies.
Girl, you
thank
look
you
good.
For yeah.
So.
Thank you so much. Oh,
period.
My God. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Was that
yeah,
all
that,
the tips?
That was it. Sorry.
No.
Like, those
are good.
Tips. I hope you got them.
Yeah.
All right. So June 8th, 2021, 1 p.m. This is 8 days post C-section.
Okay.
I wrote a detailed day by day, well, it's not that detailed, but a day by day journal of my C-section recovery. And my C-section recovery, I think there's maybe a part of the brain that like kind of purposely blocks out like the early postpartum days.
Because
it wasn't until I looked at this that I was like, oh yeah, that was like my first day after my C-section genuinely had one of the like lowest moments of my life. And I wrote about it. So let's chat.
Oh.
So day zero, C-section at 8 p.m. The next morning, this is Wednesday, June 2nd, day one, a lot of pain on IV pain meds and fluids until 2 p.m., catheter removed, first assisted trip to the bathroom, cried and felt humiliated, a ton of swelling. I remember that moment of like, so they've taken the catheter out because at first with the C-section, you have a catheter, so you don't have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right.
I was in so much pain. And then what did I say? At 2 p.m. they stopped the pain meds. And so that was around like the same time that then they were like, hey, like you need to go to the bathroom. Like you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot imagine getting up out of bed.
Right.
And so like I had like Steven on one arm and like another nurse was helping me. And I just felt like I am like not I just felt so humiliated, like to not even be able to like walk to the bathroom. And I remember just like sobbing.
Ugh.
Like just crying and just feeling so humiliated. And to walk to the bathroom felt like, and I'm taking these like little tiny steps, it hurts so bad. It's like the longest walk of my life.
Right.
And it was so freaking hard. But as I'm saying this, I just remembered the one thing that made me laugh that day, or maybe it was the next day. Okay, I didn't write this in the notes, but I have to share it. I don't remember what day it was. But a couple days into the healing, they were like, okay, so, like, you've been, like, peeing. That's, like, good. But you still haven't pooped. And, like, we can't, like, they usually don't want you to leave the hospital. Like,
right,
right. You've pooped. So they're, like, giving me, like, milk of magnesium and, like, all of these things. And I'm, like, in the bathroom. Like, doors open because, like, Steven just, like, walked me in there and then, like, the doors open. The nurse comes in and is, like, checking in on Grace. And I start just ripping ass. Like, just farting so loud because there's all this air trapped in your stomach from the C-section
right,
so it's
right.
just farts like
right.
off the wazoo. The nurse, like, I can hear the nurse say to my mom, "Oh, that's great. Oh. That's great." Oh. My mom's like, "Good job." Everyone's like, "I'm ripping ass." And, like, the door is open, and Stephen and I are Stephen's laughing so hard, and it hurts so bad to laugh because of my stomach. Yeah. So I'm like holding up, I'm like, stop laughing. And Stephen's like,
"Oh my God."
I'm dying laughing. He's like trying to hide his face in the shower curtain so I don't see him laugh, because seeing him laugh was making me laugh.
Right.
And the whole time,
you're so
I'm
ripping
just
ass.
Farting. It's just, yes. It's just cannons.
Cannons.
So I didn't write that, but telling you about the humiliating bathroom trip reminded me of the funny one.
That is so funny.
But, like, everyone was, like, proud of me.
I love that. Yeah,
and you know what? There is something about, like, when you're, like, unwell, you know, like, or, like, a baby's unwell, and you're, like, obviously we're, like, oh, you don't want to poop yourself. But let me tell you, if you've been sick or anything,
God.
And what we've been wording is, like, you needed to fart, or you needed to poo, or you needed something. Like, it is, like, thank God. Oh,
yes.
Blessings. Yes.
The best farts ever.
Yeah. Yes. Like you could, like, oh God, yes. Amazing, because it's giving health.
It's giving health, yeah. It's and giving, like, movement. Yeah.
And then every time Stephen would say something like, "That's great, like, I'm so happy," I'm like, "No, this is making me laugh harder," and then it hurts, but.
That's so funny.
Moving on. Day two.
I love that. I love that.
A lot of pain, using oral pain meds, dressing removed. That was, like, the dressing on the stitching. Did my hair and put real clothes on. Could stand and walk to the bathroom with light assistance from Stephen and my mom. Scared of going home. Stephen bought a chair. So I was, like, scared of being able to get in and out of bed. Mm. And so Stephen left the hospital to go buy a reclining chair. Mm. And so that I could have a reclining chair at home.
Right.
Because the hospital bed I could get in and out of. Because they have the remote, right?
So
I could lay back, sit all the... Because I couldn't use my stomach muscles to, like, lift myself into a sitting position.
Right.
And I was telling Stephen, I'm like, I have to go home soon, and I am terrified of getting out of bed. So he was like, I'm going to go to, like... He went to, like, you know, one of the furniture stores, and he's like, and I'm just going to say, I need any recliner that I can have delivered to the house tomorrow.
Right.
And he did that.
Wow, snaps for Steven.
So yeah, he left, and it was me and my mom at the hospital all day while he went and got a chair. Day three, showered with Steven's help. That was a big deal. Able to go to the bathroom alone with help getting out of bed. Milk came in. That's, like, because it takes, people don't know, it takes a couple days for your milk to come in. It's
I
not
didn't
immediate.
Know that.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
We've never had children.
I know, we don't. What do we know?
Yeah. Like, I don't have milk.
So at first it's colostrum, which is kind of, like, yellowy and a lot less. So it's, like, it's more nutrient dense, and that's why a lot of babies lose weight the first few days.
Okay. Right, okay.
And then this is becoming so postpartum heavy.
No, I really like this to the point where I kind of want a whole episode of all of this if it's not too exposing.
I feel like now I'm removed enough.
That you can do it?
Yeah. Okay, like, I can't keep more for right now. But
and,
like,
I, like, don't
actually,
know what to ask. That's another thing, too. It's, like, we don't know what to ask, but, like, if you just say stuff, then we can ask questions. But, like, I don't even know where to start.
I, like, didn't even.
Like, was I supposed to ask, like, does the milk come out of all the holes? I would have never asked that.
We don't even know what to ask.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll keep it brief now, and then maybe we do another episode.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Episode. But, yeah, milk came in, and when my milk came in, I could, like, you could see it. Like, my boobs just, within a matter of 10 minutes, were, like, my mom was sitting across the room, and she goes, I think your milk just came in. And I looked down, and I was like, it was like instant boob job.
And how was that? How did it look aesthetically? I know it doesn't matter, whatever we're feeding
boobs?
Kids, but, like.
Yeah. No, they
aesthetically,
were.
Aesthetically, what was it giving?
Aesthetically, it was given a lot.
Period.
She's like, wait, hold on, mom. Can you get a pick?
I know. She's like, this one for the archives. She's in the hospital bed, like, ooh.
Load on narcotic pain meds, plans for discharge, and feeling ready to go home. Day four, went home. Painful car ride. The car ride was rough because it's bouncing and the incision. Light movement around the house. Difficult, but able to get in and out of bed. Day five, showered with Stephen's help. Bathroom alone. Can hold baby. That was a big deal. I couldn't hold her. I could hold her laying down. Like, someone could put her on my chest, but I couldn't, like, stand up and, like, rock her. Mm-hmm. And then we have day six. Lots of movement around the house. Could bend and help with getting baby dressed. In and out of bed alone. Got dressed alone. And then by day seven, I felt like I'm a human again. Showered alone. That was a big deal. Much more mobility in bending and moving. Light to moderate pain.
Come on, bend and snap.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Day seven after a C-section.
Bend and snap. Period. I love that.
Sorry, that was longer than I expected.
No, I was eating it up.
Fascinating. I think you even got comfortable.
I did. I was like, me. I don't have plans for any of this, but keep it going. That's how I feel with like doctor shows. It's the same kind of thing. I don't want to be a doctor, and I don't really at the core of things, like, I don't need any of this information, but like, I am invested. Mm-hmm. I want to know how mm-hmm. you do
so
surgery.
Interesting.
It's the same. It's so interesting.
And I'm glad I wrote all that down because it was interesting for me too. I forgot most of it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you said, you felt like a little blackout kind of set. Like, your mind is like protecting you from that pain and is like, let's not open that door. And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. Take it away, Rye.
Wow. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So I famously was on Raya for about 0.5 seconds. And while you're a part of Raya, you can't talk about who's on Raya. I am no longer on Raya. And I wrote down these people that I noticed, that I knew, that were famous.
Oh, I'm gagged.
Yeah.
This is good.
Give it to me. The only thing that I will request, because two of these people are sports people, and I just like don't think that we'll just know them. But it's a big deal because they play sports. So I'm going to read them. And Jessica, if you could pull them up so that the girlies can see what we're doing here. Also, this is probably like actually a month before Ryan and I started dating officially. Like, this says October 1st 2022, 9:47 p.m. and I think we started dating like November like 3rd or something like that. So it was like literally a month before, and I love that.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
Okay, so in all the caps, right, in heading one, it says Raya. Below that, Zane Anderson, Kansas City Chiefs. So
Zane
it's giving
Anderson.
NFL player. I don't remember what any of these people look like, but I remember seeing them and being like, yeah, KC. So
all the boys say that.
I know they're like, oh yeah, Kansas City, the Chiefs. Yeah. That guy, saw him. And I was like, okay. Period.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Definitely famous.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think he's like actually somebody. Like, I know there's like obviously like, you know, bench players, and we love to see it, but I think he like plays.
Yeah.
And I was like, not this man on Raya. Okay.
Wow.
The next one. I think I know who this is. Clay Thompson.
Oh, I think
he's from Euphoria.
Clay Thompson.
I think he's from Euphoria and some other show, HBO show. I think this one's an actor.
Oh, I was going to say, there is a Clay Thompson sports boy.
Maybe.
How do you spell Clay? With a K?
With a K? Is that the sports player?
Yeah.
Oh, LOL.
He's a basketball player.
Oh. My turn.
Golden State
Warriors. Hang on. Wait,
yeah. No, I love a basketball player.
I think he's from Euphoria.
Okay. And you know what? Because I don't have that guy's name, but I did see, I don't know if you guys watch Euphoria, but Kat's boyfriend in season one and two, I saw him on Raya. He was on there.
I heard about that on a different podcast.
Yeah. And maybe he lives on there. Maybe he's famously always. Oh yeah, that guy. And I know him. I have seen him. You have seen you over here. You have seen. We have watched him
on
play.
Euphoria. Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yes, from the Golden State Warriors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's a big deal because I think he again is like a player. And then the last one again, sports guys. I guess sports guys. I don't know what they're doing on the apps, but I guess they need to be on the apps. Romy White Sox. That's all I have.
On it.
I don't know who Romy is.
Jess is like, that's all I need.
And I love this because like
Romy Gonzalez.
Romy, I don't know. R O M Y.
The White Sox?
Yeah, R O M Y. Yep, that yeah. Oh yes, yes, that's there the he is. Yep.
So you got a baseball player, a basketball player, and a football player. Wow.
It's giving versatility.
Yeah. Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony.
And Euphoria.
And Euphoria.
I guess I just didn't write him down. I don't know why, but
I love that you were like willing to actually like give the Raya tea. I feel like everyone holds that back.
Oh yeah. And like, listen, I understand, you know, that there is a form of like eliteness of it. Like, yes. I totally understand that. And I get it also like while you're in it, which is why you can't talk about it, because
exclusive.
It is. It's exclusive. And it puts like people who are, you know, A, B, C, D, mm-hmm. list celebrities, it can be compromising for them if you're just like, oh my god, I saw like Tom Cruise on Raya, like whatever. It's I don't know why I said Tom Cruise, but
Tom Cruise.
I was thinking like a very like A-list celebrity. So,
Joe
but it's
Jonas
like,
was on Raya.
Yeah.
Oh,
bro.
Before he was
booed up. Yeah.
Imagine swiping through. I mean, like, really? No, and you see a Jonas?
Look. Again, and like I said this, at the beginning of when I was doing this, which is, like, so, it feels like such a long time ago, I was, like, I'm not really in it to find a man. Like, that's, I'm here for the tea.
Yeah.
And I was there for the tea. I was there for the tea. And I knew that's why when I wrote that down, I was like, I'll talk about this at some other point. It'll be so good later. And here we are.
Thank you for bringing the receipts.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll get back on. Even I know I have a boyfriend, but I'll just be like, bro, this is for us.
We have,
like,
yeah. have like an account. It's like the three of us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He's literally yeah. just. I'm like, look, we're looking for a unicorn. Listen. Okay, go ahead.
All right, this one is a little thought-provoking, and I did not come up with this. In fact, I heard it, and it shook me to my core, and I wrote it down, and I feel like every time I'm really, really trying to find my tracks and what I'm trying to do, I look at this. So,
okay,
we will never be able to avoid pain, uncertainty, and constant work. So the question is, do I actually love these things, or do I believe that it will help me avoid constant pain, uncertainty, and constant work? And what kind of constant work do I want to be doing?
Mm.
Truly, truly realizing, like, thinking, you know, and it got me thinking because, like, so many people are like, if I just keep working so hard and so hard and then I just get there and I don't have to. And you're like, babes. And then there's actually more work when you get to what you're working
yeah.
for. So if you actually, do you actually love these things, or do you believe it will help you avoid pain, constant pain, uncertainty, and work?
Right.
So I was like, oh, no.
When was that from?
That one is something that this is a note that I've had here for, I feel like, for over a year. And I just heard it and was like, dang, not me. But you're right. Why do I feel like I can avoid from uncertainty or pain
right.
or work?
Because even if it's like physical pain, right? It's mm-hmm. probably not that. We're probably not talking about that. We're probably talking about just like life.
Emotionally, physically, yeah, yeah. mentally. Like, there's so many layers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And uncertainty.
Every day.
As much as I like to like control and like have a plan,
I simply cannot
mm-hmm. So there will always be uncertainty and pain and work.
Yeah.
It just you just have to decide what work you want to be doing and what's worth the pain and the uncertainty right. and all that
mm-hmm.
yeah. and discomfort too
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
you know, of like just feeling. And I think that's why like uncertainty is so uncomfortable for me. It's like a planner, like you were saying, even if I know that something's gonna be hard or uncomfortable or stressful, if I know and it's certain what this is going to look like, I can make a plan and I can handle it.
Right.
When it's uncertain, and I think you putting uncertainty in there, I haven't really thought about how much I like run away from uncertainty.
Mm. Mm. Do you think you just like figure it out, or you just like avoid it and you're like, no.
I think I avoid uncertainty when I can. And I think I try to cling to control in other areas of my life.
Mm.
When there's something out of my control that is uncertain, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's also one of the reasons that, like, trying to conceive was really hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an uncertainty of I have no idea what my life is going to look like. Is this going to take a month, a year, 10 years? You know?
Right.
And for me, it didn't end up taking that long, but it was a bumpy journey.
Right.
You know? It was like a year of trying, but in that year, there was so much, like, pain and heartbreak and loss. And it's like, yes, I'm afraid of that pain, but more I'm afraid of the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And you literally cannot control that.
Nope.
That's another thing too. You can't control that. Otherwise, you would have had a non-bumpy road.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But you can't.
But you can't.
Those are the three things in this life that.
And work.
And constant work. Whether it be like job or, but like work. Like there's all where you will. Yeah. Taking care of your home, taking care of your work, uncertainty, and pain. Those are the three things that are promised in this life.
Damn.
It's morbid and true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what work do you want to constantly be doing?
Right.
Yeah. And what makes those things worth it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Even through the pain and the uncertainty.
Right.
Damn, P.
I know.
Damn,
jeez.
Shit.
It's not giving. And that's showbiz.
And that's showbiz, baby.
God.
And let the music play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dang, that was deep.
I know, right? I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I saw that notes and I was like, oh no.
You're like, I have to share this.
Yes. Well, my next one is not deep.
Good.
This is from November 30th, 2020 at 1:09 p.m. I wrote hot takes in my hot tub. I think that was like a video I wanted to do, like this, because this is pandemic times.
Oh,
I'm trying to
right.
find all these like videos to do from home.
Right.
That's genius.
Me sitting in the hot tub.
I love
just,
it.
Yeah.
Hot takes
why
in your hot
you
tub.
Why did you do it?
Dude.
Well, I only wrote one.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's why.
Okay.
I am indifferent about my Animal Crossing villagers.
Oh. That's why she
didn't do
this.
That's why the project didn't get off the ground.
Yeah, that's why we never did.
People like are like so passionate about their Animal Crossing villagers of like who's coming, who's going. And I'm like, I don't care. Who you want to live on my island? That's fine. Mind your own business.
Can I have a quick question?
Yes.
The Animal Crossing, is that... Please.
I'm sorry.
Is Animal Crossing only through Facebook or is it also an app? Or is it like a website?
Facebook? No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm asking questions.
Remember during the pandemic and everyone in the world got a Nintendo Switch?
An Animal Crossing is on the Switch.
That's it. Oh. You're totally thinking about Farmville.
Yes. I'm going to pull a picture up for you. It'll help.
You'll see it and you're going to know.
So is this an app? Website?
You build an island. This is like a very like low stimulation game. Like there's not really a plot.
Okay. Yes. Those bitches.
Those guys.
I've seen those guys.
Yes.
Oh.
And you can like the NPCs, like the in-game characters will come live on your island. And people are like, everyone wants Raymond. Raymond is like this little sassy cat in like a suit. And people are like, I need Raymond on my island. How do I get Raymond? And I'm like,
Who cares?
Who cares? I want my island to look cute and I can run around and be happy in it.
Well, and I think some people were like trading them and stuff or buying them through the Amiibo thing later.
Yes.
Which I personally never did, but I thought it was fascinating. Because they would want their whole island to be like cottagecore aesthetic, so they didn't want the fucking neon giraffe over there hanging out. They wanted the cute little lamb and the things to go with it, and so they were like,
"Gotcha."
Yeah. So this was 2020 when like everyone was talking about Animal Crossing, and I'm like, you know what? Hot take, indifferent about the villagers. But I never wrote anything else. And, you know, but maybe we should do hot takes from the hot tub.
I think that would be like a cute moment, especially during summer. That might be a cute little like.
I mean, after shooting, we go into the hot tub and keep this going. We should just bring the mics.
Remember Malibu Barbie, our frog?
We could have interviewed him.
We could have interviewed.
Yes, we saved
Malibu
her life.
Barbie.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm going to totally need your help with this list, though. It's lacking.
Yeah, we will.
Maybe
help
that'll
you.
Be just an audio exclusive.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I imagine that would be really difficult to light at night.
You're right.
That's tea.
Well, we could, what if we did it at like sunset?
Oh, and we only have like 15 minutes. Go.
Yeah.
Because the sun will set.
Quick, ladies, hot take before the sun sets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would get.
That's kind of iconic. That's the lighting would go.
You know,
the
I did a brand deal like that a couple weeks ago where I like, it was with a meal company and it takes like, you know, a minute and a half to cook it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Or it's 2.5 minutes. I was like, I'm going to do this whole ad read in the time it takes to cook the meal. And that was like kind of a fun thing for the video. But also it like I didn't stop and start over. I just kept it going.
Right.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
I love that.
So I feel like if we did hot takes in the hot tub, we've got 15 minutes till sunset. Here we go.
And we kind of are used to rapid fire.
That's tea.
You know, but like, we do tangent.
We do. But what we know, we're going to be looking at the viewfinder being like, the lighting is going. Everyone shut up. We're not talking about that right now. Get back on track. Here we go.
Malibu Barbie, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I do love hot takes from a hot tub. And I think that's a cute little name.
Isn't it?
It's very
trademark.
Cute.
Nobody take it. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Claimed it.
Okay. April 22nd, 2019, 7:01 a.m. Sriracha smells like summer 2018.
What does 2018 smell like?
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Right.
Sriracha. I think I was probably eating it a lot, and I also think that was the year I got the sriracha keychain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think sriracha was like heavily a part of my life. And so I think maybe I went a moment without eating it or tasting it or smelling it, and then I smelled it, and I was like, this smells like summer 2018.
That's beautiful. You know what? What I'm finding is that you are a poet.
Yeah.
What? I wrote Sriracha smells like 2018 and you calling me a poet?
It's giving something. It's giving art.
I honestly, that could be like the opening line to like a slam poem.
Yeah.
Sriracha smells like 2018.
Girl, you got a body like sriracha.
I do love that song. Sure.
Something like that.
Okay, period.
I don't know.
I don't know what we're doing here.
Okie doke. This one is actually my Halloween costume list that I like have started to accumulate. We take Halloween very seriously.
Yes.
And I like, I'm trying to figure out something that boy Ryan and I can do together. So I think that that's
of course.
Where
we love
and,
a couple costumes.
And it takes like a hot minute to come up with some of them. So here we go.
When you want it to be like unique enough that people are like, oh my God, I never thought of that. But they have to, they have to know what it is.
Like you don't want to do like Joker and Harley Quinn.
No.
Right.
And
right.
I want to start us off with a great one, which is Aang and Katara.
Oh, bitch. Yeah.
You are, like, you're Katara.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I get that, but also there's that one with the, like, you know, with the the other one. What's her name?
Miley? No.
Yes.
Maylee.
The one, and she has like a little ponytail and she wears like pink and she's very like dee dee dee.
Yep.
That's who I get.
Is it Maylin? Maylin.
Tylee. Oh, I mix them up because there's
May
and Tylee.
Not the badass bitch. Not the badass bitch. But make sure
you could be May,
because
you could, and I'll be the God. What's her name? The Fire Lord's daughter,
Azula.
Azula.
Oh my God, are we?
I have
to
a crush on Azula.
Well, you heard it here first. Paloma has a crush on Sierra.
We want to play Spin the Bottle. Yeah. So we have a little bit of Aang and Katara moments here.
Love that.
I also have the very and always classic Fred and Velma.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's cute.
And a little bit of inspo, because I've always wanted to be Meg. I was like, Ryan, will you be Hercules? Will you please do that for me? And I feel like that's why I've always wanted to like do Meg, but it was like never like giving enough to where I'm like, I think I need like a zero to hero. So
well, you need your accessory.
Yeah.
So it's still very short because we are very new as well. But I also have one more idea.
Wait, I have
for
a
myself.
Question.
What?
Fred and Velma?
Did I mess that up?
Is it? Well, what does it say?
It literally says Fred and Velma.
That's yeah. So that's funny.
Did you mean
Fred and Daphne?
Fred and Daphne?
Nah, I'm trying to ship Fred and Velma.
Okay.
It was Daphne, but I misspoke.
Are you a Velma shipper?
But also, I could see you, though, with the cute little, like, mm-hmm. brown hair with the bangs and the little glasses. Like, that's cute.
Not the bangs.
Yeah. That could be cute.
I do think it would be cute. Yeah.
Have him go with Shaggy, because aren't Shaggy and Velma shipped together?
Oh, that's the tea.
And then we could get a dog.
So right. Scooby
right. Yeah. Yeah.
So in the comments below, if you have any other great couple costumes, please let me know, please.
Yes, yes.
The list is starting. And that goes for also ideas for us too, because yeah. The three of us have
listen
been...
I know it's early, but start thinking about Halloween.
We yeah, have to we, start thinking
we yeah, yeah we
let
take
us know
time. I've been accumulating a list of ideas literally since last Halloween,
dude. I perfect. Don't know how we're gonna top last Halloween. I actually don't know how what we're gonna do. I like don't know what we're gonna do.
I still remember sitting here in the shark costume and like talking with my fins.
Yes. And also y'all were like sweating. Yeah. You guys were so
babes,
sweaty.
We were sweating our balls off.
I know, and I remember you guys being like, I know we're so sweaty, but like this is so much fun. I'm having so much fun.
I know. And then the head was like quite literally eating me. Like yes. I had to like keep lifting it and lifting it. I don't
couldn't
know what...
even see you.
Yeah, there was that, when we did the dance, the mask was simply closed and Paloma's just like vibing.
Yeah, yeah. Girls.
They're like, Paloma, honey, can you see? No, keep it going.
Yeah.
Now, December 25th, 2020, 8:38 p.m. So this was an ongoing list. This is the last time I updated it. Mm. Things I cried about in pregnancy.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
An Obi-Wan edit on TikTok.
Oh.
I think that's what made me start this list, because I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, it was literally like
right.
like an edit of Obi-Wan and like these like beautiful moments of like him and Anakin, and I was like crying, and I was like, this is I know
you checked yourself, you stepped back yes. and you were like, wait a minute,
I'm like, this is weird,
right? You're like, I'm doing a lot right now. Yeah.
Wanting to hug my parents.
Oh, oh my God, pandemic. Aww. Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
And just being pregnant, I was like, the only time I saw my parents was Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we like all quarantined and tested before. And that was when it was hard to get like tests And we waited in line for like 2 hours. And it was this whole thing. So wanting to hug my parents, baby moving while I sing.
Oh my God. And that's so emo, because you sing to her now and she's obsessed with it. Oh my God. God.
It gets less cute. Oh. Steven wasn't in bed when I woke up. Aww. Like, I woke up, he wasn't there, I just cried.
Fair as hell. Yeah. Fair as hell, though, because me.
Me, and I'm not pregnant. Yeah.
Steven stopped rubbing my back.
Fair.
How could you?
Fair.
The audacity.
The audacity.
Ridiculous.
Bruiser is going to die someday.
Stop. No.
Oh, my fucking God.
Not meeting my brother's girlfriend, Bethany.
Oh my God. And they're literally getting married.
Yeah. So they had started dating, and they were like Romeo and Juliet on and off for years, like star-crossed, never timing lined up. And then
right.
they finally get together, and like, you know, they were like pretty serious from the start because of that. And my family got together for Thanksgiving and like a small gathering, and you know, everyone quarantined before, but I was like, I just, again, pregnant.
Right.
I can't risk this.
Right.
And I didn't go. And that was really, really hard. And everyone met her before. And I'm like, this is my like baby brother. Like, I have joked his whole life that like I'm just gonna grill, you know, his girlfriend.
Right, right.
This was like his first like serious girlfriend, yeah. And I was like, everyone's meeting her except me.
Big FOMO vibes, I know.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was hard.
That hurts.
It does hurt.
And now we're at Christmas. So this would have been the last time that I updated the list. Getting a megalodon tooth for Christmas.
Period.
It's right above you.
There yeah. she is.
It was yep. a beautiful thing moment. And who gifted that to you?
Steven.
Aww.
I know.
Cutie.
And hugging my parents after Christmas.
Oh, not hugging parents being on there two times. I know. That's so sweet.
I sad cried and I happy cried.
Balance.
Yeah.
Balance. Oh my God.
I'm about to cry. Good from the list of the
you.
Cry.
Listen, whether you, if you're able to have children, I don't know. I just don't know how you're going to not just constantly be in tears. I yeah. like, I do not know. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this too. Whenever she, if you ever get married, like.
We've had the marriage, the chat where we were like, how? You have to have eyelash extensions because I can't have mascara on because that will just rub.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I will have to have like a tissue, like a little tissue somewhere so I can just.
The Q-tip. The Wendy yeah, Williams
the
Q-tip.
The Wendy yep. Williams Q-tip.
Because she's going to be so ugly in all the photos and we haven't even started yet.
I know. And then there also has to be absolutely makeup, hair and makeup, or just actually makeup, just has to be on site after ceremony to retouch my face because
so we
that
can take
will
pictures.
Be so yeah. ugly. I
was like, how the. Like, what are we supposed to do, bro?
And my problem is I don't even just cry at sad things. That's the problem. I cry yeah. when my heart is so filled with so much happiness that, like, the love is pouring out that I'm crying.
When
it's
you're
sick.
Moved in
yes,
any direction.
I'm, yes, yes.
At a wedding? Just your own wedding?
Bro, this last wedding.
Yeah.
A mess.
Because seeing so much love is so beautiful and so rare. Oh my
I
God.
I know.
It's too much.
It's
seriously.
Okay. All right.
I just love it.
I know.
Are you about to cry right now?
Yes.
Probably.
I mean, when was the last time I cried was Sierra, I think, was it yesterday in the studio and you were singing from Little Shop of Horrors and I literally started tearing up.
Oh
so
my
beautiful.
God. Yeah. I was coming out,
Ryan
of, the bathroom,
came out of the bathroom.
I was
like what's
she
going
turns
on?
Right back around.
I'm like, are you crying? God.
And there I was dabbing stop. My eyes as Sierra was belting.
Yes, dude, her, I don't know if you can catch this on camera, but like her eyes are teared. I'm looking. You can God. You see her glossy eyeballs?
I
look
see
at them.
That. Yeah. I you know what? I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I put my hand out here. I'm like holding you back. Stay back.
Hold her back.
It's beautiful.
My turn. This is aww. A sweet one. Even though you guys are trying to make me the villain in this story. October 30th, 2019. Okay. And I just realized all of these, except for the Raya one, are from 2019. I was going through it, you guys.
It was
doing
a notes
a
app year.
Y'all don't even want to know. You guys don't even want to know. Okay. So October 30th. Oh, okay. The day before Halloween at 5:46 p.m. 2019. In quotes, there's no such thing as safe love. Real love means giving someone the power to hurt you. Tom Branson, Downton Abbey. I love Downton Abbey, so let's just start there. But also, T.
Yeah.
Giving the power.
Giving someone the power to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as safe love.
Yeah.
Real love is giving. Real love means giving someone the power to hurt you. And that's on period.
Or maybe yeah. not even the power, but the tools.
But I mean, you know, but
you're surrendering.
But it
yourself.
Is power. Yeah. You're yeah. surrendering. Yeah. Like you were like, it will hurt me yeah. if you leave, if you die, if you do something to hurt my family, whatever. Mm-hmm. It will hurt mm-hmm. because I love you. Mm-hmm. Other people who say shit. That's why it's like you don't care when like random people say things to you because you're yeah. like, I don't even know you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it hurts when someone you love truly deeply says something or does something to hurt you. You're like. Crushed. Mm-hmm. Ruined.
And I'm letting you see the parts of me mm-hmm. that I maybe think are a little messy mm-hmm. because right. to love is to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you are opening yourself up and literally like being vulnerable, mm-hmm. which is saying you could hurt me so easily with, you know,
yeah.
with everything that you know or everything that you've seen.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to allow that.
Yeah.
Is that scary for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think, and when I wrote this, I was trying to recover from a really, really terrible breakup. And I think that is something that I've held on very close to my heart because I knew that if I get into a relationship with somebody else or fall in love with someone else, that obviously there was a potential for it to really hurt. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's relationships in general. And that's probably why I was single for so long. Mm-hmm. I was single on purpose for like almost 5, like probably 4.5 years.
Because giving that power to someone,
it was too much. Like, and I did. And it was mm-hmm. so terrible. And like, it was just so much. And I wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in 4.5 years of self-discovery and literally not being in a relationship at all has given me the opportunity to not only grow. Obviously, I grew up. I guess 4 years ago, I was 23 or something. I'm 27. And some time growing up and also being like, it's okay. It's okay if that happens. Yeah, it'll suck. And I can cry and I can be sad and be hurt about that thing. But like, what's happening right now is really beautiful. And even if it doesn't work out, that's okay. Because right now, I love it here.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah.
Come on.
That's beautiful. And that's on growth.
Yeah. I was literally just going to say, but that was something that you probably couldn't see till the other side.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Could not see any of it.
Mm-hmm. I think going through that experience probably like reassured you that you were like, at the end of the day, I got through it.
Yep.
And I'll do it again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was that.
That moment of like knowing in your bones that like no matter what happens, like at least I'm chill and mm-hmm. I'm good.
At least I got me.
Oh, yeah. That was a moment.
Scary because when you don't have you, you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, who's got me? Mm-hmm. And that's where I was for a long time until I was like, oh, I got me. Like, you forgot what we were doing here.
Mm-hmm. You rely on the other person to have you.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also, I think, a little bit about like realizing like something and being in your 20s, not to be on brand for the podcast and very cynical at the same time, is the fact that you're like, when you fall in love when you're young, it feels like falling in love. It feels like it's something that happens to you. And as right. you get older and as like, again, you could fall in love when you're younger and that love grows and matures. And that's the whole thing. But like dating in your 20s and falling in love in your 20s is choosing to love, choosing to be open, choosing to be vulnerable. And I'm like tearing up a little because that's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now it's like, I don't even know how we got here versus like, I literally chose to be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't. Yeah, zero you don't. Yeah.
I was gonna say we're getting close. No, but listen, no, suck them back up, ladies.
No, yeah, I'm so good. Yeah, they didn't even fall, bro. But yes, it definitely does feel like falling, like and literally love. Falling in love when you're young.
Come on, love.
Woo! And when you're older, it's choosing to love,
mm-hmm.
stepping into love instead of falling into it.
Live, mm-hmm. laugh, loving.
Yeah. Living, laughing.
Because remember, even not choosing is a choice.
Yes.
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 And we're old enough to know that now.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, oh, well, I'm just, babes, well, you chose not to choose. So that's your choice.
Yeah. That's the choice.
Is that being older? Just like realizing how much.
Well,
like,
I think it's taking a bit more accountability mm-hmm. for things that happen in your life versus it being like, oof. This thing happened and all these people are against me and all this stuff. Because that could be true, but it's like, there are situations that you put yourself in and mm-hmm. it's just allowing yourself to be like, yep, I did this thing. I made this choice and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I no longer love this thing and it hurts now and that's okay. And I'm going to do something else or whatever.
And when you take that accountability, it lets you be a part of your growth moving forward. Because if you can look back and like, maybe the whole thing isn't your problem, but be like, oh, I see how my choices here did the thing. And now I know how to avoid that for future me because I love her and I'm looking out.
Right.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Big oof. Big oof.
So my last one is literally my notes of just all the shows I want to be in.
Oh, period.
Oh, love. And that. We're going to rapid fire. Here we go. And if you are a casting agent and you are, in fact, casting for these musicals, call me. So we have Les Mis, Wicked, Mamma Mia, ooh. Hairspray, West Side Story, Evita, Grease, Dear Evan Hansen, In the Heights, Little Mermaid, Aida, Freaky Friday, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, and of course, one more time, The Addams Family.
What a list. And do you have specific roles for each of those shows, or is it really like you'd be happy, you just want to be in it?
You know what? I think I have something in mind. Les Mis, Eponine, I won't get too crazy. Mamma Mia, Sophie. Hairspray, I have been in Hairspray and I ended up being Amber, but I really wanted Penny because I wanted to sing Without Love. Hard as Hell song, so Ryan actually scared me into not wanting to be Penny, so that's still dabbling. West Side Story, I would love to be just like anything in West Side Story. Evita, Ms. Eva Perón.
Right.
Grease, I would love to be Rizzo again. Amazing. Dear Evan Hansen, I'll just be in the musical because I love the show. In the Heights, Nina, oh my God, I'm fighting for my life for that role. Please cast me. Little Mermaid, I would just, that would be the only like princess that I would ever want to play. Like, you know how there's like Belle and I'm like, I feel like there's only one that would be in, that's like Ariel. So I could just like get my vocals together to sing Part of Your World reprise.
Reprise. So,
because that shit, Brank sang House Down Boots. And like, yes, I just so feel like good. That will give.
T.
And then Freaky Friday, I would love to be the daughter. And if not, I would play the mom if I'm older. Mean Girls, Katie Heron. So thank you so much for casting me as that. Legally Blonde, one more time for Elle. And Addams Family, I got to do Wednesday one more time as long as I can fit in that little dress. But if not, I guess I'll play Morticia.
Period.
And hey, if you don't fit in the little dress, they need to give you a bigger dress.
Period. That's true.
Period.
It's honestly just me being like, I'm too old now because I've been going into the audition rooms and the girls are looking like 17, 18, Sierra. Yeah, so it's giving.
That's an interesting conversation. Probably not for today, but definitely like,
let's talk about it,
especially as the ingenue. You know, that is a role that typically ages out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and and there can be that pressure. There's already such a pressure of youngness in, you know, Hollywood and in theater as well. But especially for someone who's in that role, because like for me, I, regardless of what time in my life, like I was always, almost always the comedic side character, comic, like
same.
Yes, and so I'm or like the crazy old lady.
Yeah,
that
same.
Honestly,
same, literally same.
And I can do more,
right?
With age,
right, right. And but like you, did, there's just no opportunity for ingenue characters to begin with, even when we're like 15 or 16.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
So like as I get older, I'm like I'm aging into roles that I wanted to play. Like I really want to play Madame Thénardier in Les Mis, whereas wanting to play Eponine, you will age out.
Yeah,
it's like a like Freaky Friday. I would literally give nothing to be that than that daughter role. But I'm like, all right, baby, well, we aging out of high school. Like, I can't cling to that role as much, and I'd rather cling to the musical because I love the musical.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, all right, well, it is what it is, and I'm starting to see it, and it's honestly pretty weird because I usually was always, oh, you're too young, and now it's like, oh, we're going younger, and I'm like,
how can you go younger than 17?
What the?
You in your mind, you're like, how are you going younger than 17? You're like, I guess I'm not 17.
Yeah. God. Oh my God.
But that just proves we need more older leading ladies.
Yes, we do.
And, or like mid age. I feel like it's like really young, like 18 and younger, and then like older, like 40 plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, what roles are for like 20 to like 40?
A good show that I forgot that I didn't put on the list, Waitress. I would love
Oh my God,
to
imagine
be in Waitress.
As Waitress.
Ooh,
that'd be so good.
I would love to do Waitress too.
Same.
Yeah. Big I'd one. Love to be Dawn in Waitress. I think I'd have a lot of fun with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could. I think we could all be in Waitress.
Yeah, be the trio.
Yeah.
That is true. And Yun, she's like, oh, you know that little ice skating dress? I love how you look in that. I love that character too. And I was like, here's the thing. I
Dawn,
wouldn't.
Who
I wouldn't.
Is that?
I think that is.
Or what's her name?
What is the character that she's like, the line is like, you look so pretty in that ice skate now.
That's Dawn. Yeah.
Everyone's Dawn, like, I feel you as that. I'm like, no, well, of course I want to be Jessie Mueller because singing, she
right,
used to
you're
be
like,
mine.
You want to be Jenna.
But of course, everyone wants to be Jenna. But like, I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. I definitely care. I can see myself playing the character and just, what a good show.
It's such a
actually.
Good show.
And that is like a, my brain was going to say like middle age, but that's not it. It's like,
It's like
before your middle
young
age.
Adult. Mm-hmm.
Young adult.
Mm-hmm. That's what we are looking
that's what
for.
We need.
Young adult.
Waitress.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, more like Waitress.
Yeah.
That was good. That was fun.
Thank
I
you.
Have that too. I definitely have that too, but I was embarrassed, so I didn't read it.
Aww.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Look, you've been seen. I see you.
Thank you.
And I also want to see the list.
You won't. But
all right. So is this the last one?
I don't have any more.
This is the last one. Bring us home, baby.
This is a deep cut. January 26th, 2016.
Oh.
2016.
I had so many notes I wanted to pick from like the 2017-2016 era because that was when I had started my YouTube channel.
Ooh.
But it was not any sort of like professional thing yet, so I was doing like all of my planning in my notes app.
Oh yeah.
So like I had like lists of video ideas, an equipment wish list, like all this you know, different things I'm gonna try for videos. So this would have been about 6 months into me making my very first YouTube video, so pretty early.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a video idea, things I'm bad at as an adult, parentheses 10 things you need to know for college,
right?
Because that was
what we were doing.
It's the Kendall Jenner sound. This was 2016. The vibe at the time.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes,
it
yes,
was
yes.
2016. So these are my things. Making doctor's appointments. braiding my hair from behind, checking the mail, leaving voicemails, changing oil and car tire pressure, updating my phone, small talk, putting my laundry
away. Talk.
I do like the small talk because as hell.
And you know what? Me too. I'm also bad at those things.
Yeah.
Still. It is 2023.
Well, I don't think I ever made this video. At least I don't recall it. And you know it was going to be one of the skit ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where the text would come on screen and be like, putting my laundry away. And that would be me like,
it's you loading the laundry. So, and being so dramatic about it. Yeah.
And then the sound effect is that like, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe we should make it.
Maybe we should make it.
We do an episode of things.
Yes, and we film it like an old 2016 style, overly saturated, ridiculously overly animated video.
Emojis popping up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
It's like,
hey guys. My favorite. Hey guys, it's Sierra.
And welcome back to my channel.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I feel like my voice has dropped like 4 octaves.
Really?
Do you think that was your like real voice?
It was. Like I've seen like home videos and stuff. Oh. Like I think it was telephone voice in the same way that it is now. Like, hey guys, welcome back to like I still do that.
Right.
But way lower.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it was age. I think also my voice got significantly lower after pregnancy.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's weird anymore.
Well, I think about that and I'm like, I already have like I hear myself in other people's videos and in like the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, like that's me. And it's like deep. I'm like, damn. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's why she's an alto.
Yeah.
I get it now. But
I feel that too.
You know, it's like
my voice feels much deeper when I hear recordings back. Yeah. And I'm like,
do I sound like that? Is that me?
So that was one. I
love that.
I had so many of those. Like that was just one I picked. So many of like my list of like Disney DIYs I'm going to do for like a video and then like all of them and the supplies I'm going to get at like Dollar Tree. And
I feel like we could do this video again like in a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like this could be fun to do again. So, or something similar.
It will encourage me to save some notes. I will say that.
Okay.
Or maybe screenshot before deleting.
Yes, just screenshot.
Yeah. But see, that's my only fear is I feel like maybe it wouldn't be quite as like genuine and
authentic,
unfiltered for me.
Right.
Because
maybe we don't do it.
Yeah. Because I'm knowing that I might share it. Whereas all of these we had
non-curated.
No, it was non-curated.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's tea. My notes app is she has seen it all. She has seen it all. And I think she will continue to see it all because I think that's the one thing I struggle with about journaling. It's not as quick and I have to do much more, which I guess I don't. But like if I'm not home, I don't have my journal. I don't have a pen, whatever. But I always have my phone. It's quick. I'm pissed off, especially. Oh, my God. Listen, if I'm lit and I'm mad, the notes app is going to save my life because guess what I'm not doing? Texting whoever it is I'm mad at. I'm going to the notes and I'm like, can you
believe? You in Nashville after Paloma didn't want to get on the scooter?
Like, can you believe that she was so just.
It's your burn book.
Yeah. Yep. My burn book. My burn book and my poetry book, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
That was beautiful about Sundays.
Thank you.
I know. Thanks. I want to turn it into like a graphic.
Yeah. Put it on 20 whatever.
Well, you know, there's that sound that's like always on TikTok of like, you remind me of a Sunday.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cute.
All right. Ryan's a lover. Spread it around.
Yeah. No, don't.
She has a heart.
I don't.
Been found.
She loves to love and loves to cry.
No. I cry, but I don't love it. I hate it. Actually, just before we send this episode off, I will like to say that this bitch called me crying, sobbing, because she was watching some show about best friends and it was dramatic and sad. And she called me and she's like, I'm so grateful for you. And it's just like so much. And I was staring at her. I was like, oh my God. And obviously I started crying because I could just tell that she was like so emotional. I hate to bring this up. I'm so sorry. But like,
yeah.
It was so, it just, well, it was crazy.
And this bitch called me crying the other day. I said, really?
You did. But I was like,
but you cried too.
I did cry.
She did cry.
I did cry because I could feel the love. And it was obviously, she was obviously going through something. And I was like, oh my God, like this is crazy. And then, and I was at Ryan's house and he was like doing something. He turns around and I'm like in tears. I'm like on the phone and he's looking at me. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. This bitch, it's fine. And he's like, okay.
For you viewers out there, there is a show on Netflix called Firefly Lane and it follows these two best friends. And obviously I was in like the final season, and I'm not going to do any spoilers, but it just was really making me so appreciative of our friendship and just not wanting to lose it. And so I cried and called her and was like, you stupid bitch, don't ever leave this planet because I can't do life without you.
Yeah.
So it was very much like that.
It was like that. But I don't even know why. Why? Oh, because you were like, she loves to cry. I hate to cry. And I hated that. But I felt the love. So I felt it necessary to cry.
You love the feeling, you hate the action.
Yes. Yes. I want to be like, oh my god, bitch, like I love you too so much. Oh yeah, 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 nah, nah. But I don't want the tears, I don't want the snot, I don't want none of that.
I know we were supposed to wrap this up, but can I ask why?
I just is like a lot. Like afterwards I'm like exhausted. My head hurts. It's like a lot. And I'm like, and I get that for some things in my mind, I'm like, of course, right? Whatever. But like stuff like that, and like I do appreciate you and I love you and it's like fine and I totally feel that. But in that moment at 10 a.m., I don't think it was so necessary for me to be like sobbing.
Yeah.
In the like, I just like,
maybe not necessary, but
it just like didn't feel, I was like, oh, now I have to deal with the aftermath of crying. And that's the other thing. It's not just crying and then we move on. It's like crying and then I'm thinking about why I was crying. And then I have to get, now I have a headache and I'm snotting and I'm this. Aww. It's like, okay. Like, it just feels like a production. And I'm like, it's not.
Maybe
necessary.
You should cry more so it doesn't feel so heavy each time.
Anyway, so thank you so much for watching.
That's good advice, though.
It's true, because now it doesn't feel as much. Like, I'm just like, all right, here we go, and moving on. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I, since I do it so often, it's just like, boom, and then leave.
Right. I do
just, like,
also think out. There are different types of crying.
Yeah.
Like, I almost always cry in therapy, and then I feel drained after.
Yeah.
Right.
That feeling.
Right.
But, like, if I cry at, like, something, like, happy, it feels different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That cry for me was, like, so beautiful. Like, I might have made her sad, but my cry was so, I was just so appreciative because it was the wrap-up of the season of these best, lifelong best friends, and it was just, if you've seen Firefly Lane, you know. So beautiful. Recommend it, but also don't recommend it because I cried my face off.
Yeah.
Well, that is all we have for you today. Thank you so much for coming on this Notes app journey with us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe on YouTube, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Do all the, it's a checklist.
Yeah,
in your Notes app.
Yes.
I'm so impressed. Yes. You know all that. That was amazing.
In the Notes app. Yes. When you're watching, go through the checklist and make sure you've done all of the things.
And did you leave a comment? Because that's on the checklist.
It is.
Please.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.